In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. We are commenting on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20. We are with the good news of resurrection, verse 15. She, Mary Magdalene, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have led him, and I will take him away. You know, Mary Magdalene is giving us an example of those who, because of the doubts, they cannot accept the truth easily. And although the truth was given clearly in many signs and in many ways, and she was one of the first watchers of the resurrection, but because of the doubts, of the strange idea of living again, you know, she kept asking, where had you been taking his body? And she couldn't accept the truth given by the Lord before his crucifixion and by the angels and by the Lord himself after the resurrection that Christ was risen. So she said it this way, if you have carried him away, she's speaking to Christ himself, tell me where you have led him and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. So by saying just Mary, he's telling her, Mary, what's happening? Why you are doubting the truth? Why you cannot believe? Why you are not seeing the truth clearly? And it's very clear like the sun. I am Christ. I'm your Lord. I'm Jesus. And you had seen me early in the morning. And the angels told you. And I had told you before, many days before, that this will happen. I will die on the cross and I will rise again from dead. So by saying Mary, and she will know his voice, and she knows that how much she was just one of his daughters, she turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. So after all these signs, to say teacher, no, it's not accepted. She should say, God, my God, so my Lord. But she said it in the old custom, Rabboni, like my teacher. That's why Christ wasn't happy with what she said, because he wanted her to say, my Lord, and worship him. That's why he answered this way. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Your mind is not correct now. After all these miracles and after all these signs of resurrection, and you call me just like a teacher? No, wait a minute. You have to believe in me like my Father. I'm one with the Father. I'm divine like the Father. Whatever belongs to the Father belongs to the Son. I'm the Son of God. So, please, wait. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. So by sending her to preach the good news of resurrection, she will feel stronger with the new good news, because, you know, she was obsessed by the idea they killed him and they took his body and the story ended badly, and she did not want to listen to the truth, even to the disciples or the angels. So he told her, I'm not rejecting you, but you should grow up in spirit and understand the real truth of resurrection. So go and tell my brethren, I'm going to meet them soon, to make sure for everyone that I was risen, I conquered death. So, go to my brethren and say to them, I'm ascending to my Father. The mission accomplished. Now I'm going up to heaven, back to heaven, because that's my throne there. And also, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father. Why he said it this way? He could say it, you know, I'm going to our Father. But he said it, my Father and your Father, because the Father would of the Father God to the Son is different from the fatherhood of Father God to all believers, because He is the true light of true light. But for us, we were adopted. But for Christ, He is the real Son of God, the only begotten Son. So, by this, my Father, that's very special to Christ Himself. And your Father, that's the gift of the new covenant. Because we were adopted through salvation, through the incarnation and redemption, to be the sons and daughters of God. But He was not adopted. By nature, He is the Son of God. But we, by gift, by the grace of God, we became the sons and daughters of God. To my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Yet, Father God is our God. How come Christ Himself saying, my God? Simply because He is in the flesh. Simply because He came to become man. So being the Son of Man, He can say, my God. But still, He is the Son of God. He is one with the Father. He had the same divine nature. They are one in divinity. But, you know, being in the flesh as us, as one of us, He can say it, my God. But He separated my God from your God. By nature, we are God's people. We will say our God, but by the grace of incarnation and redemption, He may say my God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciple that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things to her. So now Mary Magdalene were convinced and went happily to preach the word of resurrection to all the disciples and to support their faith and to add to the testimony of St. John and St. Peter, saying to everyone, yes, Christ is living. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. You know, everyone accepted the good news, but still, Christ wanted to support them more and more and to make this truth very much established that Christ was risen. He conquered death and He is living forever. So on the same day, the day of resurrection, on the same Sunday, the biggest Sunday in history, He came afternoon to visit them all. They were 10 disciples praying together or sitting together. Very few of them had seen Christ in the early morning, like St. Peter had seen Him alone. And maybe also St. James could see Him alone. But now He exposed Himself, He manifested Himself to the 10 disciples. When He had said this, He showed them His hands and His side. So He supported their faith by showing them that He is the same Jesus, so they could see the signs of His suffering in His hands and also on His side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They were very happy seeing the Lord again. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you, because they lost their peace. Because of the doubts, of the sadness, they lost the peace. Remember, in the Last Supper, just before He was taken to be crucified, He told them, my peace I'll give to you. But they couldn't keep this peace because they couldn't have enough faith to stay strong against the minutes of crucifixion and the darkness of this few hours. They couldn't stand it. But now, peace back to you. I'm giving you the peace again. My peace, the peace of Christ Himself, the peace given from heaven. So He is repeating the same Irini Pasi, that's the church dialogue with the priest, for the priest with his people. Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. That's the exact words He repeated a few days before, Because he told them, I was sent by my father and I will send you to the world. So you will be the messengers of heaven to the world. You will complete my mission. You are my people and I'm sending you to the world. I'm the light of the world and you will be the light of the world carrying my spirit. Jesus said to them, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot go to the world preaching the good news without the power of the Spirit. So now he's giving them the start of the power of the new covenant. He is giving them the power of the priesthood of the new covenant. We have our rank of priesthood, different from the ritual of the Old Testament. So by breathing into their faces, the Holy Spirit, that's the sacrament of priesthood. So they will be his disciples, the pillars of the church. Now they will take over the mission. They will go to the whole world preaching the good news. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. So with this gift of priesthood, the gift of forgiveness, the power of absolution given to the disciples at this minute, because Christ now saved humanity, redeemed people. So with his blood on the cross and with the power of his resurrection, now everyone can be saved and all sins can be forgiven. If you believe in Christ and come repenting all the sins, you will be given this forgiveness freely from the people of God, the stewards of Christ themselves. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. That's, you know, the authority of the priest, of the disciple, because he's the steward man of God. So Christ, the one who forgave many people, who is the only one who can forgive, he gave this forgiveness power to the church through the disciples and priesthood. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples, the fourth, said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Strangely enough, that Thomas, he missed this meeting of the Great Sunday, but he did not accept the witnesses of all the disciples. He denied the idea and he rejected the truth and he couldn't accept what they were saying, and they tried with him, but he was, you know, stubborn in this. I can never believe unless I see by my eyes, I touch by my hand. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside. So in the next Sunday, which is the 8th day after resurrection, the disciples were together as usual, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. And by saying repeatedly, the doors were shut, meaning that Christ can do anything. And although they can touch him, but this glorified body can do different things. He can enter without opening the door. So that's the glorified body. And Christ promised us having this glorified body, enlightened level of life in the eternal life. Thomas with them, Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands. So as if he was listening to the dialogue happened between Thomas and the disciples, as if he was there in the last Sunday, but they couldn't see him. So he answered his requests quickly, saying, come, put your hand, put your finger, reach your finger here and look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. So Christ was very busy pushing everyone to believe in the truth. Christ, yes, died on the cross and been resurrected because he is full of life and he is the source of life. And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." That's the perfect answer. Not like Mary Magdalene who had said, "My teacher, Rabboni." But Thomas knelt down, worshipped him, saying, "My God, my Lord." So he revealed the truth. He declared the faith of the church. Christ is God. Christ is the Lord. Christ conquered death for us. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So Christ made it clear that not all people should see miracles, not all people should see Christ by their eyes, but we need to believe. And we may believe without watching, without seeing, because the good news of the new covenant is true. So when you believe God Himself who sent His people. So you shouldn't just always asking for things to be seen, things to be touched. In the new covenant, we believe. And by believing in God, now we are following Christ and be members in His church. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. So, St. John mentioned this in the last part of chapter 20, just to tell us, I never say all things, I cannot tell you all signs, all miracles happened. Many things happened. But I just choose many things to tell you just to believe in Christ as God. But if we want to put all the miracles, no books can take all these stories. So he said it this way, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah. And the Messiah is the Son of God." So that's the goal of the gospel. That's the aim of writing the gospels. To believe in Christ, Jesus Christ, and the Messiah, waited by the prophets, and also the Son of God who came to redeem man. Glory to God. Amen.